My ambition after that trip to the Highlands was simply to see if Tasmania could make a really good single malt whiskey.
We don't expect everyone to like these wines, so yes, there's some risk.
Drink more sherry, because that's when you can really educate yourself on what happens in maturation.
The thing is with Australian natives, you put them in a gin, the aftertaste invariably is just bitter and unpalatable.
I think the Irish whiskey landscape is going to be wildly different over the next 5 years.
This is the Drinks Adventures podcast. I'm James Atkinson, and this is the show where I speak to some of the world's most exciting producers of beer, wine and spirits, and uncover trends and issues in the drinks industry today. You probably know by now that Fever-Tree are big supporters of Drinks Adventures. In fact, I can say without exaggeration that I would not be sitting here talking to you if it hadn't been for their support over the last few years. So thanks very much to Andy and Caroline at Fever-Tree Australia. Given this relationship, I reckon it's overdue that we get Fever-Tree ambassador Trish Brew on for a short chat about one of their new mixes. And this is a product I'm personally excited about, Fever-Tree Distiller's Cola. I do enjoy my dark spirits, and it's surely time we had a cola that was purpose-built for mixing with the premium products that we're drinking these days. Having said that, I confided in Trish that I was a little confused about whether this was a completely new product or just new to Australia, as I thought there'd been a different Fever-Tree cola available overseas for quite some time.
There has, and this cola actually had a very short-lived lifespan in Australia. It was called the Madagascan cola, which I tasted and fell in love with, honestly. But, you know, I was working in a gin bar at the time, so there wasn't really a place for me to utilise it. So it disappeared. And that Madagascan cola was kind of like the cola that we're about to talk about. However, it was lower in sugar. And so it was really nice as a soft drink, I might say. But when you mix it with whiskey, it kind of didn't have the weight that you would expect or want, especially if you're a dark spirit mixer drinker or a cola drinker. So, yeah, this is the new and improved version.
So how long ago was that? Because I don't remember that. So
that was many moons ago, and I'm going to say probably after the gin boom just took off, so 2013,
right.
Somewhere around that time, I saw it for a very short period and it disappeared, but I was in love with it. And, you know, at the time we didn't have a lot of Fever-Tree mixes available to us. So I was just really excited for a new one to come out as a bartender because of the quality of ingredients that we know and love about Fever-Tree.
And so this Madagascan cola, did that, even though it had a short life in Australia, does that still exist at all anymore, or is this distiller's cola, has that replaced it?
Yeah, well, the Madagascan cola does exist, and it is something that they utilise in the UK. It is a low sugar variant, and they obviously have that sugar tax over there, so it was kind of, I guess, imperative for Fever-Tree to come out with some lower sugar options to still make it, you know, pretty approachable and available to a lot of people without paying so much. But then the distiller's cola, which has a really similar base of botanicals, which was actually first launched in the US not too long ago, actually, probably a couple of years ago, because obviously they're huge into their American whiskies there, flavors and products, and most people are mixing whiskey and most people are mixing with cola, so it would be remiss to not bring out something that is of higher quality that's really going to amplify those dark spirits. And, you know, we caught wind of this and we're like, well, we're actually the second biggest consumer of American whiskey, Australia.
Yeah, maybe we could go back a bit. Like, I reckon if you asked most people what is cola, they would probably be struggling to answer the question. And it's kind of, you know, in comparison to other popular sodas, which are obvious, you know, how they're made. Cola, it involves different elements that all came together. So do you know much about, like, who came up with the concept of cola and what it actually is?
So cola was one of these things that actually started out as a medicine, just like tonic and all the other things that we love. So it was born in 1886 by a gentleman called John Stith Pemberton, who actually had a morphine addiction. And, you know, like Dr. Phil always says, you can't quell another addiction, but with another addiction. And so what he did, this ingenious man, was he put kola nut, which was really high in caffeine, hails from West Africa, and has this really beautiful flavour that we all know and enjoy today as kola, that spice character, a bit of floral, a little bit acidic. And he mixed that with cocaine, actually, thus Coca-Cola. So that got him off his morphine addiction. Alas, he died a couple of years later and never saw what came of his brand. They did take the illicit substance out a few years later and kept going with the cola nut. And not only was it never meant to be a soft drink, it was absolutely never meant to be mixed. And so, you know, Fever Tree were like, most cola comes from, firstly, West Africa. You know, typically, you know, they use a lot of pesticides. So we actually get ours from the Caribbean, from Jamaica, where the nut falls off the tree. And if you're unfamiliar with cola nut, it actually kind of looks like a custard apple. And they've got these little, like, almost like a Brazil nut looking thing inside. And they're what we want. That's where the flavour comes from. So you open the pods and then we dry them out in the sun naturally. So they start to oxidise, they start to take on more flavour. And that's where we get our cola nuts from. But instead of just focusing on the cola nut, we really want to bolster flavours around that and, you know, certainly flavours that would marry well with barrel-aged spirits. Madagascan vanilla, we add in there. And obviously that vanilla flavour goes well with American oak because you get a lot of vanillins from that oak. So perfect with American whiskey. We also use some uplifting, vibrant botanicals like our Sicilian lemon oil, Mexican Tahitian limes, pimento as well, which is a really nice spice that we also get from Jamaica. Pimento is like almost like a Chinese five spice in flavour. It just has all those gorgeous baking spices in there. So whether you are with, you know, mixing with something that comes from French oak, which has those clove and cardamom characters we love, or American oak with the vanillins, you just have so much to work with. And yeah, I'm so in love with this product, James.
And would cola have traditionally had other spices as part of the ingredients as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like, you know, Coca-Cola has, you know, the lips sealed on what they use traditionally, but obviously cola nut. With Fever Tree, you know, we do use 11 ingredients in there. There is actually a little bit of malt in there, and that's something that really does add more volume to the mixer. And kind of, I guess, why we call it distiller's cola, because if distillers were going to make a cola, this would be it.
So when did the distiller's cola product actually get launched in international markets? Like, you know, in Australia, we normally get everything after everyone else. So has it been available in other markets prior to Australia?
Well, just the US. So they're the ones that really pioneered the distiller's cola because obviously there's such a huge, like, you know, bold whiskey scene over there. They haven't even had it that long. It's only been a couple of years and, you know, because we are such huge consumers of dark spirits in Australia and American whiskey, it was just a no-brainer for us. And, you know, this is almost like a little bit of a sneak peek because it's only just seeding out now. It's only just gone into Dan Murphy. So, you know, I'm just getting really excited about this and I cannot wait to see what bartenders do and certainly what consumers do. You know, anyone mixing with dark spirits.
I'm sure what you're saying is true about it being a great mixer and I can't wait to try it. Like, I always like a smoky cokey, but I've always felt like, you know, mixing a really smoky whiskey with Coca-Cola is kind of tainting it a little bit with an inferior mixer. But I've got to say, I actually have drunk the bottles that I was sent on their own because I've enjoyed it so much on its own. And I'm not a Coke drinker. I actually find Coke very sickly sweet and not very complex. Yeah, I've actually been loving this on its own and, you know, it even has, you know, a really attractive kind of amber hue about it rather than just the jet black that you get with Coca-Cola, so.
Yeah, like you said, you can mix it with those peated whiskies and you're not going to overshadow them. And that's something that, you know, we really think about with Fever Tree is to make sure that we are the backup dancer, but we are going to be the best backup dancer you've ever seen to really highlight those premium products and sky's the limit. And what's so exciting about this is that every time I've spoken to anyone in the industry, like yourself, James, you've always got someone's saying something different that I never would have thought of. So now the most exciting drink for me is going to be trying it with the peated whiskey, because I'm a huge fan of smoky whiskey myself.
Why do you think it's taken so long for Fevertree to bring this out? Because it just seems so obvious, really, the opportunity.
When we did release the Madagascan cola, people were not ready for a premium cola in Australia. They weren't even ready for a premium tonic at that time. But now I think we're ready. I think we're absolutely ready now to experience flavour. And also, that's something that Australians are really chasing. We're no longer chasing, I just drink this. This is what I drink. I'm going to be just one brand. I talk to consumers all the time who have better spirit selections than most bars that I go to.
And, you know, what are the sort of trials that Fevertree does with mixing a product like this? Is there quite extensive sampling of, you know, how to ensure that it is complementary to a wide range of dark spirits?
Fevertree is so lucky to have retained some of the staff from the very beginning. So all the way back to their first employees, Tim and Charles. I had a lady called Rose, and she is still on the team and, you know, is responsible for NPD and has seen the company grow throughout the years. And there are just so many ambassadors around the world and so many bartenders and so many people who are so passionate and always feeding in recommendations. And when it comes to the tasting process, it's like so rigorous. But, you know, what the core of Fevertree is going to the source and working with farmers. So making sure that the quality of ingredients is great. But there's no, you know, point of it being great if you can't get it for years to come. So it's just constant maintenance of those relationships, and it's all fair trade, and it's all, you know, making sure the farmers are looked after, even setting some of them up with distillation equipment so that they can, you know, pick the products and distill it on their own land. And, you know, I'm one of those nerds who likes a deep dive into how every botanical is processed, et cetera, and I love those stories.
And, you know, you're obviously confident now that dark spirits drinkers are ready for a product like this?
Well, James, to be honest, there are some people that will never be ready for a change. And I think they're the older generation. They know what they like to drink. They know what they want their drink to taste like. They might not be as venturous as botanicals as some of the younger generations, but there's a whole new market. And I think what we are doing, which needed to be done, was making, you know, dark spirits less confusing and bringing people over to a category they may not have dabbled in before. We absolutely know that the white spirit drinkers are very adventurous. So they will drink anything through from a gin and tonic to an espresso martini, you know, it's all about flavour. And now we're starting to recruit some of those white spirit drinkers over to the dark side, I like to say. So we may not be capturing those sort of old school whiskey drinkers, but I absolutely feel like we have captured a new market. And I think that's the most exciting thing for me.
Absolutely. Now, where do people find it?
So Dan Murphy's have just stocked up. So head on down to your local Dan's for sure. We're starting to roll it out into some of the best bars in the country as well. So hopefully you'll be able to see it there soon.
Do you expect that it'll be like in those bars if you order a rum and coke? Would it be what they use as the standard cola, or is it going to be like a premium serve?
It could be a little bit of a mix there. So as, you know, you're the first to kind of get to sample this product, we're still getting into wholesalers as we speak, yet to be determined. But when I give bar managers, bartenders, a taste of the distiller's cola, you see a light turn on behind their eyes that you really don't see that often, to be honest. That is really exciting for me, and I cannot wait to see what happens. But I'm getting a lot of feedback that they want to incorporate into their cocktail list. So though it may not be their first pour, you know, I'm very certain you will start seeing it more and more integrated in exciting ways.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Trish.
Thank you so much, James. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
The Drinks Adventures podcast is produced by me, James Atkinson, with additional production and mixing by Dave Robertson. You can find complete transcripts, links, and other information on the show at drinksadventures.com.au. You can follow me on all social media platforms at @byjamesatkinson, like my Facebook page, James Atkinson Drinks Adventures, to be kept informed of podcast giveaways and other news about the show. The Drinks Adventures podcast needs your support as listeners. Please do us a favour and leave an honest review and rating for the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. We love hearing your feedback, and it helps inform other people this is a show worth listening to. Or simply drop us a line at hello@drinksadventures.com.au.